على قد حالي على قد حالي ودنيتي 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 بتوعد ولا توفي.
I'm going to avoid spreading COVID-19. It's easy. I'll wear a mask in crowded places. If I have symptoms, I'll self-isolate and do a rapid test. If I test positive, I'll stay home for at least 5 days. And for the next 5 days, I won't visit anyone who's at risk. I'll avoid social events like festivals and gatherings. And I'll limit my activities to only the most essential, all while wearing a mask and staying 2 meters away from others. The virus is still out there, so we have to be careful. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
What made you drop out?
Well, a lot of people think it was the 400 acid trips they took, you know.
Uh-huh, but what was it really, Bob?
One day I played CKUT in 90.3.
Then what happened?
I saw God.
You I've saw done God. That. Well, that sounds like true enlightenment to me,
yeah,
Bob.
Yeah, it was grim.
And on the seventh day, the Lord said,
let there be CKUT.
Trabajes tú. to the crowd. some Soft Machine there live, treating you to full set of a very rare, the only live recording I believe of this lineup, that legendary one with Robert Wyatt, Hugh Hopper, Mike Ratledge, and just the three of them at that point. That's correct. 69, March 69, Louis Restelli here. Speaking of 69, that's when I popped out right at the end. And boy, 52 years later, it's starting to feel like it's been that long. Playing music for, well, music for toothaches, music for sore backs, sore feet, bad eyes. I think a lot of us, I'm talking with folks around north of 40, and the pandemic has taken a toll that's maybe a little different than the direct toll of people who got sick and all of that. Catching up on various ailments, treatments, a lot of friends hobbling around waiting for knee surgery, others unfortunately doing terrible battles, cancers or monitoring or testing for it, often test way behind, and now that there's another wave going on, in case you didn't catch the message, people getting sick at Fantasia, at other shows, some people having to cancel presentations, going back to Zoom meetings, it's happening again, although luckily everybody more vaccinated than before. This sucker's finding ways to get around the defenses, but it's not really finding ways to make worse symptoms or getting around that part of it. I guess it's focusing on just trying to be able to spread like nothing. So, aside from all of that, it's a background of catching up. And yours truly recently found out I got a battled glaucoma and have some eye issues. So reading those little record label titles was becoming a challenge more and more and more in recent years, I gotta say. Thank God in dark bars you don't have to announce what you're playing, but even doing these shows, it has become a challenge. And of course, now I know why. I've got to treat this stuff and hang on to what eyesight I have as we hobble into old age. So, some nice dreamy weirdo stuff today. Just, I don't know what, stuff to go along with the painkillers and the vibe and the heat and like that. So up next is something from the West Coast, still active fellow poet, and talking about Bill Bissett. His album from 69, I believe, as well, with the Mandolin Massacre, Awake in the Red Desert, up next here, title track, Montreal Sound Arc, CKUT 90.3 FM.
You tickets. It is a joke. It is love. It's flesh and blood. Flashing is all together. Naked and immaterial to awaken the red deadness. Awaken the red deadness. Awaken the red deadness.
Island in the island.
Here, blue hair, ball hair, blue hair, hair, red hair, gown hair, brown hair, soon hair, hair, ring hair. Thank you.
All right, in the background there, we've got some, one of these studio fake bands, the Underground Electrics, doing some generic filler on an album they called Hey Jude, hoping to fool some listeners, probably back in 70 when that Hey Jude came out. Just while I tell you a bit about what we were just hearing, had Lightbulb Blues by Shadows of Night. Playing that because singer Jim Soans, passed away, I think just this past week, 75 years old, had a stroke. One of, obviously, so many that we're losing. It's normal enough to lose some of these 70, 80, 90 something year old rock stars at some point from old age, but definitely been the harvest of death these past few years and past few months. Prior to that, we did have, what did I play there? Oh, Lynn County, another RIP. As their great version of Think from the album Proud Flesh Soothseer. Fred Walk, the bassist, just passed away last year and also played guitar. Actually played guitar and electric guitar and electric sitar on that one. That was some sad news. Before that, we did actually also hear the Paul Butterfield Blues Band, East West. Some classic material there. And just last night, caught a documentary, just came out, I believe, recently. It was on some specialty TV station last night about Paul Butterfield. I forget the name of it, something about a horn. Anyway, a great harmonica player, but better known probably for the great band he put together, played many, many times in Montreal. In fact, would sometimes play weeks in a row, places like the New Penelope on Sherbrooke Street near Park. Back in 67, 68, also played at Woodstock. I would, it's a good documentary, although one of those sad stories. I didn't realize or had forgotten that Butterfield is one of these heroin casualties. Passed away ignominiously in the 80s, never having quite gotten his stuff together after the 60s, that is. And speaking of, just found out from a friend and longtime CKUT supporter, Sam Bosky, that Jim Schwall from the Siegel Schwall band, infamous band that also had played Montreal quite a few times, and Jim Schwall and Siegel Schwall, part of that whole sort of bubblegum and very oddball music from the past. He's passed away, I think, just not that long ago as well. So we'll play up next, just plowing through some semi, this is too hot, it's been a terrible summer. So whatever, paying homage to some of those that didn't quite make it through. R.I.P. Jim Schwall. This is the Siegel Schwall Blues Band from the album 953 West on Montreal Sound Dark CKT 90.3 FM.
Trader from Decatur, you're an easy mama with the blues. From Decatur, you're an easy mama with the blues. Oh, every operator got you crying with his lonesome news. You're so full of loving, babe, you could ship it out across the sea.
Ship it out across the sea.
You're so full of loving, babe, you could ship it out across the sea.
Ship it out across the sea. Ship it out across the sea.
Oh, there just ain't nothing, baby, not a single feeling left in there for me. Thank you. dry. You smothered him with kisses while your man don't have enough to keep alive. There's trains across the city. See your baby standing all alone.
See your baby standing alone. See your baby standing alone.
Trains across the city. See your baby standing all alone.
See your baby standing alone. See your baby standing alone.
It don't matter if you miss one. There's another coming by to take you home.
Been somebody crying, woke me from my slumber. Oh, lock in my bed. I know that it wasn't my woman, she's sleeping here right by me. I know that it's not the wind. Lord, for the nightingale sing and pray. I know that it isn't my dove of rats and pheasants and dreams. I know that it's not my cattle and sheep, for the pasture is fine and green. Still there's somebody crying, singing a lonesome song. Oh, Lord, can that be? It might have been a cockerel crowing, and a voice that was high and thin. It might have been the blue whale singing, but I know that it couldn't be him. And it might have been a brown bear dancing, pulling fish from a bright clear stream and laying them out by the water, but it's laughing here, Lord, in my dream. Oh, Lord, can still there's somebody crying, singing the nighttime blues. Oh, Lord, can I be? It's not the far cry of the seagull following the trawling hound. It's not the bold shout of the miners scraping the shins on the stone. It's not the rich man.